the son of Satan.
In episode one of Good Omens, by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman, the supernatural beings were Aziraphale, Mark Heap, Crowley, Peter Serafinowicz, Haster, Phil Davis, Ligor, Neil Maskell, and Dagon, Ben Crow. And the humans were Agnes, Josie Lawrence, Sister Mary Loquacious, Louise Breeley, Sister Grace Voluble, Marcella Reardon, and Sister Prattle, Tracy Wiles. Mr. Young was Simon Jones, Warlock, Rudy Goodman, and Young Anathema, Lily Rose as Landadu. The policemen were played by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. Good Omens was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and directed by Dirk Maggs and Heather Lama. The producer was Heather Lama.
Now on BBC Radio 4, we bring you a special weather update. There's an ominous red sky over BBC Broadcasting House, and we're getting reports of a giant shower of fish falling over the Radio 4 offices. Moreover, we've been asked to advise listeners that a hellhound with distinctive glowing red eyes is on the loose somewhere in the country seeking its master. Please do not approach the hellhound unless you're the 11-year-old son of Satan. Listeners are advised that these curious incidents are surely a sign that Armageddon is imminent, and the best course of action is to stay indoors and join us for the next episode of Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman's Good Omens, which continues now as Aziraphale and Crowley try to discover the location of the real Antichrist.
Hello, Madam Tracy speaking.
Hello. I saw your advert.
Which one, love?
The one in the paper.
Which one? Madam Tracy draws aside the veil every afternoon except Thursdays?
No.
Strict discipline and intimate massage every evening except Thursdays.
No. It says... Join the professionals. Part-time assistant required to combat the forces of darkness. Field promotion certain. Be a man.
Oh, you want the Witchfinder army, love.
Good Omens, by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. A narrative of certain events occurring in human history. In strict accordance with the nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, which... Episode 2.
Mr. Shadwell?
Wish your scarlet, Jezebel. What now?
I called for you, dear. Answer to your advert.
Why didn't you say, you painted harlot?
And your tea's in the oven.
Sergeant Shadwell speaking.
Hello. I read your advert. Join the professionals.
Hey, what's your name, laddie?
Newton Pulsifer.
Lucifer! Are ye the spawn of darkness? A creature from the pit, wanton limbs steaming from the flesh pots of Hades, and tortured and lubricious thrall to your Stygian and hellish masters?
No.
Pulsifer with a P.
P-U-L-S-I-F-E-R?
Yes.
How many nipples?
Excuse me?
Nipples, laddie.
How many nipples have you got?
Two.
Good. When can you start?
On Woman's Hour tomorrow, a rare interview with someone who seems to be able to smell trouble. Carmen Red Zugaba, war reporter and Pulitzer nominee. So how does she get those astonishing exclusives? Join me, Jane Garvey, tomorrow.
Oh, it's no good. I can't concentrate. Get out of the road!
Crowley, you can't drive at 90 miles an hour down Oxford Street.
Au contraire, Aziraphale. I am proving that it is perfectly possible to drive at 90 miles an hour down Oxford Street. And the bus he rode in on.
Remind me again how we wasted the last 11 years mentoring the wrong child.
An honest mistake. I thought it was him.
Something must have happened in the hospital.
But how? It was full of our people.
Well, isolated as we are from our respective head offices, we may have had to come to an arrangement for our mutual sanity, but Satanist nuns are not my people. They're your people.
Yeah, whatever. We are pawns in a cosmic chess game placed in a world which we rather enjoy. A world we want to continue enjoying for as long as possible.
Well, the coming of the Antichrist rather shortens the odds on that.
I don't see how the nuns could have messed it up. I mean, two babies. It's not exactly taxing, is it? There was the baby I gave to the nuns.
The Antichrist?
The Antichrist. And the Dowling's baby, which we now know isn't the Antichrist. And somehow, there was a third baby.
What hospital was it?
St. Beryl's, near Tadfield, Oxfordshire. I'm pretty sure I can get us there.
And then what?
We get an address for the child.
Well, do we still have time to find him and persuade him not to bring about Armageddon? Must be close.
It's a different proposition now he's 11, especially if head office has sent him a hellhound.
Well, what kind of a dog are we talking about?
A terrifying one.
And it's been summoned, and it's looking for its master?
I'm afraid so.
Move yourself, human!
Device. She's moved into Jasmine Cottage and she's a witch.
We don't have witches in Tadfield, Pepper.
We do now. Mrs. Henderson, the cleaner, told my mother she gets a special witch's newspaper called Psychic News.
If she is, we should tell Reverend Pickersgill. He might want to burn her.
Should we do that, Adam? It's still your birthday. You choose.
I don't reckon it's allowed. Going round, setting fire to people. Or people will be doing it all the time. Besides, I'm waiting for my dog.
It's a bit late now. And your dad said you can't afford a dog.
I asked him to get me one anyway.
If he's bought you a pet, it's more likely to be a stick insect.
It'll be a dog.
You don't know it's going to be a dog. Besides, your dad would be complaining about the food he eats the whole time.
Privet?
Dogs don't eat privet, Wensley.
Stick insects do. And they eat each other when they're mating.
That's praying mantises. I saw on the telly where this big female one ate her husband, and it didn't hardly take any notice.
What they're praying about?
Praying they don't have to get married, I expect. What's that?
A bear.
Don't be daft, Brian. Bears don't live in the chalk quarry.
Neither do we, but it's our base.
There's no bears in England.
There are, in the zoo. It could have escaped.
I don't think that's an escaped anything.
Don't sound like a dog, Adam.
Perhaps it's got a cold.
If it is a dog, I'm going to keep it.
Ooh, ah!
Where is it?
Over there, behind the bushes.
Maybe it's waiting for something.
Or clearing its throat.
What sort of dog were you hoping for, Adam?
The kind you can have fun with. Not a big dog. One of those dogs that's clever and can go down rabbit holes and has a funny ear that always looks inside out. A proper pedigree mongrel.
What would you call it? Fang.
Beast.
Poochie?
Nah, I'll call him dog. Hey, I was right. He's just what I wanted. Hello, dog.
He's even got an inside-out ear.
Well, he's almost what I wanted. I didn't want him to wash my face.
Are we there yet? It's getting dark.
We're near, I think. It's been 11 years.
There's something odd about this place. Can't you feel it?
What?
Love. Someone really loves this place.
Pardon?
There seems to be this great sense of love. I can't put it any better than that.
Do you mean like...
Look out! You've hit someone.
No, I haven't. Someone hit me.
Oh, leg in plaster is all you needed, anathema.
Ah, up you get, young lady. No bones broken.
No, I'm not so sure.
I'll get the bicycle off.
Was
it bad?
Hairline fracture, tib fib.
I think it's all right.
Healed.
You didn't have any lights on.
Nor did you. Fair's fair.
Your eyes are a funny colour.
So's your hair. Look, we're not going to hurt you.
All evidence to the contrary. I carry a bread knife, you know. Somewhere.
Doing a spot of astronomy, were you?
That's a theodolite, not a telescope.
Strange time of day to go surveying.
Oh, my poor bike.
Now, let's see. No, nothing bent or broken.
But, you're right. This is my bike, is it?
Yes, of course.
Only, It's got gears. My bike didn't have...
Well, now that's all sorted out, perhaps it'd be best if we just all got on... Oh! You wouldn't happen to know the way to Lower Tadfield, would you?
Just down the hill.
We'd offer to give you a lift, but there's nowhere for the bike.
Except the luggage rack.
What luggage... Oh.
Jump in the back, young lady. Here's your book, maps, thermos, torch, and bread knife. I'll pop the bike and theodolite up on the rack.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, heal this bike.
I got carried away.
A luggage rack isn't bad, actually.
You're welcome.
Right, let's go. Is there a hospital around here, run by nuns?
I don't think so. The only large place is Tadfield Manor. I don't know what goes on there.
Where exactly do you live, my dear?
Just here, actually.
That was handy.
Oh, thank you.
Our pleasure.
I'll help you get the bike off the... Oh, it's off.
So glad to have been of assistance.
Thank you.
Good night, miss. Get in, Angel.
Angel?
Goodbye.
Bike, theodolite, thermos, torch, maps. Bread knife. Book. Oh, I dropped my book!
What the hell are you on about?
A feeling, like the opposite of the feeling you're having when you say things like, this feels spooky. That's what I mean.
I never say things like, this feels spooky. I'm all for spooky.
If Armageddon is only days away, you'd expect a bit more tension in the air, especially near the birthplace of the Antichrist.
It'd be useful to have a look at those prophecies you were talking about, the ones that are so nice and accurate.
No, Agnes Nutter's prophecies are lost forever. Where are we stopping?
This is the place. I remember the stone lions on the gateposts. Come on.
It's a bit early in the morning to be calling on nuns.
Nonsense. Nuns are up and about at all hours, especially ours. We needed a hospital close to the airbase, you see.
You've lost me.
American diplomats' wives don't usually give birth in the middle of nowhere. It all had to seem to happen naturally. There's a US airbase at Lower Tadfield. Mrs. Dowling went there for the opening to stand in for her husband. Things started to happen. Our man there said, there's a hospital just down the road. And there we were. Rather good organisation. Wow.
Wow. All I see is cars parked on the forecourt.
BMWs. A Lexus. St. Beryl's must be doing good business. In my day, it was four nuns to a Morris Traveller. Perhaps they've gone private.
Or you've got the wrong place?
It's the right place, I tell you. Come on.
Oh, Crowley!
What?
I've been shot!
Ow! So have I! Damn it! The last thing we need now is to be killed. They don't hand out new bodies just like that down below. There's paperwork. Hell's teeth, Aziraphale. You've actually got blue blood.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. Mine's not yellow. Paint. This is paint! Oh, that stung! Got me right under the ribs!
Paint? What are they playing at?
Oh, hi! You've been tagged. Sorry, bit of crossfire.
And you are?
Nigel Tompkins, assistant head of purchasing. Who said management training was boring, eh?
Just about everybody.
You can't tell people business is a jungle and then put a gun in their hand and expect them not to shoot at anything that moves.
Do unto others before they do unto you. Kill or be killed.
That's it! Make my day, punk!
Oh, with pleasure. Go! Enjoy!
Thanks! Grab a gun and join us. Cheers!
Give them hell!
Doesn't look like it's a hospital anymore.
Let's find out what happened to the nuns.
I'll never get this stain out.
Miracle it away.
Yes, but I'll always know it was there. You know, deep down. Hi, Blenkinsop. Project management.
Excuse us. We are looking for...
Are you with United Holdings? Oh, you've been shot. Evanson of Forward Planning caught me a right zinger on the elbow. Look, who's winning?
We're all going to lose.
Golly, that doesn't sound like pellet guns.
No, that sounds like aerodynamically shaped bits of lead travelling extremely fast, Crowley.
I don't see why he's so shocked. He wanted a real gun. Every desire in his head was for a real gun.
So there are people out there shooting one another?
Oh, no one's actually going to get killed. killed. They're all going to have miraculous escapes. Wouldn't be any fun otherwise. Are there any nuns here?
Nuns? Good Lord, no. There's Miss Hodges, the manager. I think she's still working.
Where's her office?
Upstairs. Turn left.
Tompkins, are you all right?
Oh, nearly copped it by the gazebo. Took a moment to chat to a couple of blokes by the main entrance and came back to find all this going on.
I always said you couldn't trust those people from purchasing, the bastards. Look, over there. Between the pyramid and the Sphinx, it's Weathered.
Well, we can't just leave him stranded in the novelty mini-golf. Come on!
How does it look?
Bad. He's copped one in the wallet. Look, the bullet went through his MasterCard, Visa, Dynas, the lot.
Hello, Tompkins. Hello, Pratt. I was lucky. American Express Gold stopped it. But why'd they do this?
Damn them! Damn all of internal audit! 20 years I've been in this job! I wanted to be a graphic designer, but the careers master hadn't heard of that. We all knew they were talking about restructuring. We all knew there'd be redundancies. No one told us they'd be doing it with real bullets.
Well, if that's their game, someone has to win.
Back home, it's company law. Out here, it's us.
Can you still pull a trigger, Weathered?
I can try, sir.
Okay, guys. Let's get the bastards.
Come in! Oh, thank goodness. You are the police. I phoned as soon as I heard the shooting.
No, Wimple. Too much makeup, but I know you.
Mr. Crowley?
Look closely into my eyes. You are about to sit down comfortably. You'll answer my questions. And you're under. Dear lady, we are a couple of supernatural entities, and we are wondering if you might help us with the whereabouts of the Son of Satan.
Yes.
You were a nun here 11 years ago.
Yes.
What happened to the hospital?
There was a fire. The manor was so damaged, the nuns had to move out. But the sole purpose for our existence had been fulfilled, so when it was rebuilt, I applied for a job here, running management training courses.
Your name then was Sister Talkative or something?
Sister Mary Loquacious. I'm just Mary Hodges now.
You say your sole purpose was fulfilled. Did that involve the switching of newborn babies?
Yes.
Is there any possibility that the switch could have gone wrong in some way?
I don't know.
You must have had records. There are always records.
Oh, yes. They were lost in the fire.
No!
Strange coincidence.
It was probably Haster.
The Duke of Hell. Was he involved?
Only as an emissary. Trust him to over-embroider a simple baby swap. But he thought he was being really clever.
We're going to be knee-deep in police at any moment, and I'll be morally obliged to assist them in their inquiries.
Stop them.
Oh, all I need now is Gabriel wondering why 40 policemen have suddenly gone to sleep.
Mary, do you recall any details about the other child?
Yes.
Please tell me.
He had lovely little dozy roses.
Okay, that's it. That's it. It was worth a try. Let's get out of here.
Mary, in 30 seconds you will wake up and you will have had a lovely dream about whatever you like best. We've left that poor woman in a dreadful situation.
Nonsense. Initiative training with real guns, bookings will double.
You'd think we could detect the Antichrist in some way.
He won't show up. He won't even know it, but his powers will keep him hidden till Armageddon begins.
How do you think it'll happen?
Thermonuclear extinction has always been very popular. But any really conclusive event has to involve the Four.
The Four? Are they even here yet?
Oh, they're always here. Especially Death. He's on duty 24/7.
What about war, pestilence and famine?
You don't think they're kept busy enough?
I was perfectly happy to meet you at your office, Mr. Sable.
Oh, I know that, Amy. But I want to show you how the Burglord experience works. This is the food your chain will be selling.
but a ready meal version.
Well, that's right.
Hello, my name is Marie. How may I help you?
A double blast of Thunder Biggin to eat in, extra fries, whole of mustard.
Anything to drink with that?
A special thick whippy choco banana shake.
Thank you. DBTBEF, Hulk mustard, chalk shake.
Uh-huh. Amy, what do you see on that menu?
A burger and a bun? Fries? Pickle? Shake?
Look again. Artificial bread roll. Artificial burger. Fries that have never even seen potatoes. Foodless sauces. An artificial slice of dill pickle. A milkshake containing no milk.
Is there any actual food content here at all?
No. It doesn't matter how much you eat, you lose weight.
And if you eat enough of it long enough, vital signs?
Look around. They're eating food that comes with a profit margin like never before.
We're gonna make billions.
Exactly.
Excuse me, party name of Raven Sable?
That's me.
International Express Delivery, sir. Sign here, please.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. One down, three to go.
Expecting something?
Not this soon.
Little weighing scales.
Cute. Aren't these somewhat old-fashioned for a fast food joint?
Amy, it seems events have overtaken us. I have to make an urgent trip to England.
When will you be back?
Not for the foreseeable future. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Do I know you?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Door-to-door service, Aziraphale. 8 a.m. You can sell rare books to the rush hour commuters.
I don't sell any, if I can help it. What are you going to do now?
Get some sleep. Got into the habit. Oh, your book.
Eh?
Here.
But no, this isn't mine. Oh, it belongs to the young lady we knocked...
You all right?
I'll, mail it back to her, or, something.
Okay. We'll be in touch then, shall we?
What? Oh, yes. Fine. Jolly good.
Ciao.
The nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, which, being a certain and precise history from the present day unto the ending of this world. Reminiscent of Nostradamus at his best. Ursula Shipton.
Steady, Aziraphale. Let's make a nice hot cup of cocoa and keep the closed sign up today.
It's not my fault if I find a stray dog and adopt you, is it? I mean, you'd have starved or something if I hadn't taken you home. No reason for Dad to send me to bed early. He's just in a grump because of the hosepipe ban. Is it my fault it hasn't rained in Tadfield for weeks? It's a summer holiday. It's not meant to rain. Dog. Shh. This is Jasmine Cottage, where the witch lives.
Hello? Who's that?
I'm Adam Young. I live down the lane.
Oh. Yes, I've heard of you.
Really?
Mrs. Henderson said you've got a gang.
We're called the Them. It's not so much a gang, not like Greasy Johnson's gang. It's just me, and Brian, and Wensleydale, and Pepper. She's a girl. And Dog. This is Dog. He's mine. What's your name?
Anathema. Anathema Device.
What have you been crying for?
Oh, I've lost something. A book.
I'll help you look for it if you like. I wrote a book once. It was nearly 8 pages long. It was about this pirate who was a famous detective. And I drew the pictures. If you like, I'll let you read it. I bet it'd cheer you up, my book.
Thank you. I'm sure your book is a very good book.
Would you like a lemon sherbet?
No, thanks. Do you know this area well?
For miles and miles. What's your book called?
The Nice and Accurate Prophecies of Agnes Nutter, Witch.
Gosh. What's nice about him?
Nice used to mean precise. Or exact. Have you lived in Tadfield long?
All my life.
I've only been here a month. It's beautiful. If Turner and Landseer had met Samuel Palmer in a pub and worked it all out and then got Stubbs to do the horses, it couldn't look nicer. Strange, because this is where it's all going to happen, according to the book.
What's it?
Oh, future things.
Any spaceships in it? Or robots?
Sorry.
Doesn't sound very nice to me, then. Don't see what the future's got in it if there's no robots and spaceships.
About 3 days.
What?
How about a cold drink? I made some lemonade.
Yes, please.
Excuse me for asking, but are you a witch?
I'm more of an occultist.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
You know what an occultist is, do you?
Yes.
You were thinking, nothing wrong with my eyes, they don't need examining, weren't you?
Who, me?
Yes.
You can read my mind.
More of an occasional flash of intuition.
What's this thing with the legs?
My theodolite. It's for tracking ley lines.
What are they then?
Invisible lines of force. People say they link important occult sites on the map.
Cool. And do they?
Yes.
Mr. Welch never said anything about them in geography.
There's a lot of things they don't teach at school. I could tell you lots of stuff about pollution and climate change. Oh, and don't get me started on nuclear power.
Oh, I've been to the nuclear power station. It was boring. There was no green smoke and bubbling stuff in tubes. Just a lot of men standing around, not even in spacesuits.
Nuclear power stations should be done away with this minute.
Serve them right for not bubbling. Oh, I have to go home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been rather boring.
No, you haven't. And if that's what you wanted, I'd get rid of nuclear power if I could.
That would make me very happy. Here, do you want something to read? I was going to throw these out.
New Aquarian Digest.
It's not about food. It's about saving the planet.
Nuclear energy, the curse of mankind.
Exactly.
Who's Elvis Presley? He is alive and working in a fast food joint.
Before my time. Take these home if you like.
All right, thanks. Come on, dog.
Oh, don't forget your lemon sherbet.
Thanks.
This is Turning Point Nuclear Power Station. The main reactor's spiked. The alarms just went off.
Can you cancel them?
I don't believe these readings.
Mr. Gander, it's not your job to not believe what goes on in the reactor.
According to the meters, we're generating 420 megawatts of electricity.
Which is normal.
Not when, according to the reactor's sensors, nothing is producing them.
I don't believe it.
Thank you.
Well, there's only one thing for it. You have to suit up, unscrew the pressure vessel and look inside.
Me?
I'm inside the vessel. Geiger counter should be going crazy, but it isn't.
Flat battery, I expect. What can you see?
Well, there's got to be a sensible reason for this. 500 tons of uranium doesn't just get up and walk away.
The uranium's gone?
Completely. The reactor's empty. Except... I've found something.
What? What is it?
Oh, looks like a sweet.
A what?
It's a lemon sherbet.
In episode 2 of Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman, the supernatural beings were Aziraphale, Mark Heap, and Crowley, Peter Serafinowicz. The apocalyptic horsepersons were Raven Sable, Patterson Joseph. The them were Adam Thomas Wright, Pepper, Holly Burgess, Wensleydale, Bobby Fuller, and Brian, Lewis Andrews. The humans were Agnes, Josie Lawrence, Shadwell, Clive Russell, Madam Tracy, Julia Deacon, Newt, Colin Morgan, and Anathema, Charlotte Ritchie. Mary Hodges was Louise Brealey, Amy, Christy Myers, Marie, Tracy Wiles, and Elvis the Cook, Mitch Benn. Blenkinsop was Paul Stonehouse, Tomkins, Teo Maggs, Weathered, Tom Alexander, and Prout, Ben Crowe, with Jane Garvey as herself. Good Omens was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and directed by Dirk Maggs and Heather Lama. The producer was Heather Lama.
And the countdown to Armageddon continues tomorrow night at 11:30. Before then, you can visit the Good Omens pages of the Radio 4 website to see exclusive artwork and photo galleries.
Thank you.
BBC News at midnight. This is Jim Lee.